You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as you join me as we together are studying the Word of Almighty God. We are in today, we're about to start a new study here now. This week, we're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians. Actually, this is a series I'm still in the process of preaching at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you. If you enjoy these messages you hear on the radio here, and if you are in search of a church home, I cordially invite you to come out to Island on Sunday. We'd love to see you. Small church, wonderful fellowship. You're invited. We'd love to see you. Now, we're in the process of looking at 1 and 2 Thessalonians. We just wrapped up 1 Thessalonians last week. Actually, here yesterday, we started 2 Thessalonians. So we'll be taking the next couple of weeks going through 1 Thessalonians, as well as our verse-by-verse study in the book of Acts. We'll be looking at both of those here. So that's what's going on here on WGOD Radio. For more information on this ministry, our website is wgodradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter also at WGOD Radio or on Facebook, WGOD Radio. I keep those websites updated. These programs are uploaded as soon as they're recorded. So let's start a new book now. Let's get into 1 Thessalonians. Here this week, at least Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're going to hear chapter 1 from this great book. Now today, let's get some background information on this church of Thessalonica. Now, Paul and his companions probably arrived at Thessalonica in the early summer of AD 50. They planted the first Christian church in that city, but had to leave in a hurry because their lives were threatened. At the first opportunity, probably when he stopped at Corinth, Paul sent Timothy back to Thessalonica in order to see how the believers were doing. So Timothy returned to Paul with good news. The Christians in Thessalonica were remaining firm in their faith and were unified. But the Thessalonians did have some questions about their faith. Now, Paul did not have time to answer all the questions during his brief visit. In the meantime, other questions had arisen. So Paul wrote this letter to answer their questions and to commend them on their faithfulness to Christ. You notice, too, I got a little theme here taken from my Scofield Bible. You see that on the handout? To confirm young disciples in the foundational truths already taught them. Number 2, to exhort them to go on to holiness. And number 3, to comfort them concerning those who had fallen asleep. So falling asleep, as we go through, is a euphemism for what? For death, right? Now let's pick up the trail, really, to get the backdrop of what's going on here at this church. We've got to go to Acts chapter 17. Now, I've got these verses on the handout. Acts chapter 17,
starting in verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, he went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Notice that. 3 Sabbath days. This church was founded in 3 weeks. That's it. Reasoned with them for 3 Sabbath days out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ, or is the Christ, or is the Messiah. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, and took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. Ha! You gotta love the King James here. Warning. Beware of lewd fellows of the baser sort. Love that text. But certain lewd fellows of the baser sort gathered a company and set all the city in an uproar. This is what happened when Paul visits here, this city. The whole city set in an uproar and assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. Verse 6. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren under the rulers of the city, saying, These that have turned the world upside down have come here also. Might seem upside down to you, but these guys are turning this upside down world right side up, right? Just when they rock your world in this world of sin, it might seem that they're turning the world upside down, but they're here to try to fix what's going on here. This curse of sin. Verse 7, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they had heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the others, and of the other, they let them go. And like I wrote there on the handout, and sometimes I think I've got it rough. Man, oh man, this guy, what a life he had. Verse 10, then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they had arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. I could see how he might not have had a lot of time to teach these good people some doctrine. Now, one more time, the reason for this letter. At first opportunity, probably when he stopped at Corinth, Paul sent Timothy back to Thessalonica to see how the new believers were doing. We can see now why. He had to leave here overnight in a hurry. They were tearing the place upside down looking for him, wanting to kill him. Because this is what happens to people when you become a Christian, is people try to kill you. Have you noticed that? The Christians in Thessalonica were remaining firm in their faith and were unified. But the Thessalonians had some questions about their new faith. Paul had not had time to answer all their questions during his brief visit. In the meantime, other questions had arisen. So Paul wrote this letter to answer their questions and to commend them on their faithfulness to Christ. Okay, are we good to go? Lord, we thank you for your word. We ask for your blessings now, here today. We know where you speak, and that is in your word. Lord, we listen for your voice. Lead us and guide us now by your Holy Spirit. Speak to us through your word. Lead us and guide us, equip us, and prepare us. And then send us out these doors here today, loaded for bear, ready to do your will. We listen for your voice now in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Paul Silvanus and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father. All right, so Silas and Timothy are Paul's traveling companions. Now, Timothy, some 10 years later, went on to pastor Ephesus. Now, the opening verses of this letter is a whole lot different than his opening to the Galatians, where he had no praise at all for them. He praised the Lord and then blasted them. Here, Paul says, we thank God for you and pray for you, remembering your, first up, he says, your work of faith. That is, this city of unbelievers outside of Israel heard a message of a Jew who Paul claimed was the Son of God. And they believed that he was the Redeemer of the world. Awesome, isn't it? I mean, how do you account for that, by the way? How do you account for that? I mean, he goes to a foreign place, tells them about a Jew who's the Savior of the world, and they believe, when people in your own family don't believe. How do you account for that? There's no other way of accounting for this other than verse 4 that says this, knowing your election by God. More on election in a moment. Remembering your work of faith, your labor of love, that is serving God in the midst of persecution, and 3, their patience of hope. Again, knowing that greater things await them. What is awaiting these believers and you as well is much better than anything this whole world could offer you. Amen? Like this latest murderer du jour out here. Any Christians here? You're going to see God in a minute? Indeed, you will see him in a minute. This is why Christians rejoiced. We lose track and have forgotten this. Indeed, your smug and arrogance, you're going to see God in a minute. Yeah, that's right. I am going to see him in a minute. And guess what? When you see God in a minute, you'll always see him for all eternity. You think you're hurting me? You're not hurting me. You're going to end my life? I will see God in a minute. That's right. Early Christians' funerals, they rejoiced at their funerals. Not today like it is now. We've got Christian death all wrong.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.